So I got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about. So it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Hey, let's clap it up. Welcome back, everybody. Look, welcome back. Look at Joey D. You got Mikey V. We are back. This is the Brilliant Dumb Show. Look, fellas. I know the people, how much they enjoyed the live, and I know how much Mikey enjoyed the live. I enjoyed it so much. We will find a day, and we will scratch and claw to where we can get to a point where this thing is a live show only.
I'm telling you right now, I heard some very, very promising stuff out of the Mikey V and Holly camp, saying that they would be willing to make the move to Florida.
That was a very, you're right about that, Joe. I got too fucked up after that happened. I forgot what happened. You're right about that.
Holly V said the closer to Disney World, the better. And I tell you what, the premise of a live pod has never been better if Florida actually does follow through.
I will say, and by all means, I mean, what Holly says goes, and I'll do anything to get them that much closer to them. I couldn't imagine going to a place because it's closer to Disney World. I think Disney World, I don't get it. You know,
she's obsessed. Yeah, but she was obsessed with Disney before the kids. So she just loves Disney. Herself some Disney.
When people say they love Disney, they love the stories behind Disney. They don't like the rides at Disney, right?
She loves the movie. She loves everything.
Gotcha. Okay,
give her all of it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because to me, it's just Disney's not a thrill.
Bob will include year passes to Disney World for Mikey V to move down to Florida.
You know what, Joe?
Thanks for the incentive package.
If that's all I gotta throw on the table.
Little Dom will do fucking rounds and rounds on the teacups. Mikey V will be so exhausted with the amount of times this kid will be at the fair.
If there comes a day with the Brilliantly Dumb Show where I have to negotiate a contract with Mikey V, that will be the most exhausting thing I will ever have to experience. And by the way, Mikey, not from a selfish standpoint from you, but more of a standpoint of you will be so meticulous with every single detail. Health
got a guy. I like to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, Bob.
I'm going to have Johnny Cochran show up to that fucking negotiation table. I got to get into that with Mikey V. Oh, my God. Mikey V, I'd be honest. You look exhausted.
Yeah.
You're tired. You're very tired.
I'm good. I'm good. Long day, but I'm good. I'm good. It started this cleanse. So, like, I'm going to be eating like a rabbit, basically. And it's not, you know.
Ahead,
not like Joey a rabbit, but
Joey D's got his hand up. Go ahead, Joey D.
Now I gotta say something that might ruffle some feathers, but I gotta be honest, and that's all I do here is I have mad respect for going on the cleanse, but why is it when people go on these long cleanses, they feel the need to tell the whole world that they're going on a cleanse and then bitch about the cleanse that they're on? Like if you're doing cleanse,
I'm not bitching about it.
Well, you said you're exhausted because
I'm just tired, but I'm going to tell you why I'm tired. I'm tired because I woke up at fucking 7 in the morning. I'm tired because I had to feed both my – I was home from work today. Fed both my kids Stairmaster.
Let him finish, Bob. Let him finish.
He doesn't want to let me finish. He wants to fucking – he doesn't want to let me finish.
No.
That's fine.
I mean, let the man finish.
I woke up this morning at probably 7. I'm home from work today. Both my kids gave him breakfast, giving my wife a break because she does that whole thing every day. Fed both the kids breakfast. Had to wait for a door delivery to my house for the new backyard that we're doing, new yard. I needed to wait for the door delivery. Door delivery came, put the doors in the garage. Went to the gym, did an hour on the Stairmaster.
Mikey.
Went to the food store.
What the fuck does this have to do with the club? What the fuck does this have to do with
me? It has to do with me being exhausted, Bob. Why I'm exhausted.
Well, I thought we were on to the cleanse.
So I went out. It's a cleanse, but it's not. It's a diet. It's a very strict diet for 21 days. I'm doing a very strict diet, very regimented workout routine, and a cleanse on the last 7 days. I'll be doing an actual like a supplement, over the counter supplement cleanse that I've taken several times. It's good.
Sounds very unorganized.
The feedback has actually been tremendous. So a lot of people joining in. How about T-Bone did an hour on the Stairmaster today. How about that? T-Bone following the ways of the Jedi.
He's Kyber on day one. Imagine him on day 21. He's going to rip my throat out. You're going to rip my throat out on day
21. No, no, no.
By the way, I really do. Anybody that goes on that journey, I do respect it. But
yeah, because it ain't going to be easy. It ain't gonna be easy.
But you look great. I mean, you are in physical shape.
Yeah, you are. Why? You look fantastic.
Yeah, I think you're stressing yourself out more to where now this cleanse has affected the podcast to where you look very, very
energy levels are down, Bob.
Down. I noticed it right out of the gate. Even texting wise today, I didn't know if he was gonna show up today.
Texting wise, what are you talking? We got one text from Bob 10 minutes before the show started with a top five idea that was done five fucking months ago. The texting. What are you talking about? This guy lives on fantasy fucking island, bro. I swear. He really does. He really does.
Joe. That's a little more energy. That's what we like.
Joe.
That's the energy.
I'm energetic. Listen, we're ready to get started. We're starting. The ball's rolling here. I hopped on. We had 10 minutes of technical difficulties again. What am I supposed to do? I'm sitting here. I'm waiting.
See, but now we're getting peak Mikey V to where sometimes to get Mikey V going, all you got to do every now and then is just throw him a couple jabs. Just throw him. Hope that he doesn't throw the haymaker back. But just juke him and jab him a little bit. Just get him going. Joe, I gotta, in regards to the cleanse thing, I've got to step in there. When you went on your fasting, when you went on your one meal a day, I couldn't play a golf. This guy told.
This guy has a short fucking memory, man. Yeah. He really does.
No, my point is not bitching about it.
Who is bitching about it? You said I looked exhausted. I explained to you what's going on, and you
said I started the cleanse. I'm exhausted.
Well, I did start I started the diet. The cleanse really doesn't begin until the last 7 days, but the diet has fully started. I mean, I'm on a grilled chicken, sweet potato, broccoli meal today, and some asparagus and a chicken sausage. And the diet really is, it's not going to be easy, Mikey, bro. No beer for 21 days.
That ain't going to last.
Yes, it is.
There's nobody.
I didn't say no alcohol. So listen carefully before you wager. 1 day a week of drinks, but no beer. No beer for 21 days.
What are you going to drink?
One day a week of drinks.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
You're just going to. Pound a bottle of Johnny Walker on it.
Probably Casamigos, maybe.
Yeah.
But Bob, I want to address what you said, because when I went on the intermittent fasting, yes, I agree. I told a lot of people, but I was actually enjoying it. I was shedding weight and I was not bitching or complaining about it.
Intermittent fasting really works. It really works.
The problem is this, is you do it for a month, I'd lose 20 pounds and then I'd go back to my normal normal eating regimen and I would gain all this weight back very quickly. You have to like weed yourself off and like go back.
You guys being on the road as much as you guys are on the road, that makes things exponentially more difficult, because even if you try to order healthy at places, I tried explaining this to people because people on Twitter are like, how could you eat the food? I put up a picture of what I made today. And it was just plain grilled chicken on the grill. Chicken breast with salt and pepper. That's it. I put a little hot sauce on it, but people are like, how could you eat like that? And I'm trying to explain, like, I'm eating solely out of functionality, not for taste right now for the next, 3 weeks. Couple cheat meals, maybe two or three sprinkled in, but that's it. But if you're on the road all the time and you're trying to order healthy, it's not the same still as prepping your own meals, because you don't know how much butter they're using, salt. There's so many things.
He's downstairs right now, so I know he's going to be great. It's not just the traveling. It's Perez. Do you know the order that Perez put the other night? Okay, he's been staying with me for the past week. He the other night, and I know he's listening to this right now. He put in an order for $150 from a 7-Eleven. And it was the most enticing. Mikey, you got to see the order.
How is that? How is that possible?
You want to?
Well, he got some medication too, Bob. You can't.
I was going to say, I hope he grabbed like 8 bottles of fucking Excedrin or something that costs like $19 a pop if he's going to be spending $150 at 7-Eleven. That's fucking insane.
He got a little thing of Mucinex, but the thing, I'll read it off to you right now. What he got. it's some of the craziest. You ready?
This has got to be wild.
There we go. Ready? he got a Hostess cinnamon strudel to he got a pack of sunflower seeds. Two body armors, a Mr. Pibb, plantered salted cashews, a honey bun. He got 2 Ben and Jerry's pints of ice cream. He got an Arizona iced tea, a Breyers natural strawberry ice cream, sour cream and onion Pringles, pretzels, honey nut Cheerios, Jif peanut butter, and he got 4 ice creams.
Wait. This was obviously, this was to stock up like the snacks he had at your house, though. I don't know.
How much of that is left?
Not a whole lot. I mean, the ice is he got like these icy Luigi's. Oh, and it's so good. Last night I went down. I was craving at like 12 in the morning. I ran down to see if any of the ice cream sandwiches was left. There was nothing there. Man.
With Perez, man, it's pizza or it's burgers or it's.
You cannot use Perez as a scapegoat.
I'm not. I'm responsible for myself.
By
the way,
dancing with the devil.
We were coming back from the golf course today. He pulled the big gulp thing at 7-Eleven today. Oh, he did the move where
with the icy
and filled it. He filled it up with the big gulp, and then they told him, "Sir, you can't do that." And he's, "I'm so sorry."
he pled ignorance again.
What a sicko, man! Yeah. What an absolute sicko guy is.
What's his Slurpee flavor? Blue raspberry.
He does
or Coca-Cola.
He loves
that. I was gonna say I could see the Coca-Cola.
Yeah, loves the Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's really unbelievable. I here he is. Wait, Perez, come here for a second. Just come here for a sec. Let's
get him a mic there, Bobby.
Just came in let me see if you can hear. Can you hear Perez?
No.
Go ahead. Can you guys talk?
Nicholas. Perez.
Can you hear him?
Can you hear me?
That's great.
Glad I can come up here and defend myself. I'm sitting downstairs, making a social media.
I want you. Wait. Hold on. They're scapegoating you. You know that.
By the way, like I don't know if that's fair.
It's a scapegoat because I said Perez. This is what I said. I said if you're on the road all the time, it's very difficult not only to watch what you eat, but even if you order things you think are semi-healthy, it's not really. And instantly they were like, wow, especially if you're Perez.
It's not my fault, right?
No, this is the thing is like discipline and willpower. People really don't have it. People really don't have it. Like some people got it somewhat.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard of those things.
At least you own it, though.
Are those two wooden like sailing ships, the discipline and the willpower? They sail the ocean blue.
Diversity
was about that. I think
ship.
I read about those
two. Dutch colonial era.
But am I wrong about the order?
I've been sick.
No, definitely not wrong about the order.
I haven't had much to eat, so I ordered a lot of drinks. That was the kind of the number one. And then it was like, well, last time you ordered a honey bun. Do you want that? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. and then it kept asking me those series. It's like right down the middle, like checkout marketing.
But that wasn't for one sitting, though. That was for like your stay.
We still have some of these things.
What do we have left?
We have popsicles. We have most of the popsicles. All of the hard goods have been consumed.
How quick did the Ben and Jerry's pints go, Brent?
Pretty quick. And look, to be fair, this guy did his fair share. The ice cream sandwiches were yours. Those were not had anything to do with me.
But I only got one of them. I got to eat one.
One of them was melted when it arrived.
Yeah, okay.
So I threw that away. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It was melted upon arrival, so I threw it away. I opened it to check to make sure. And
by the way, you know what's a really crazy move is Cutsy yesterday. We're watching the U.S. Open, and I've seen him do this before, and it's I can't wrap my head around it. He's eating. Mikey V, this guy had a full rack of ribs. Like, we ordered a bunch of food. It was so good. But he's eating a rack of ribs, and then he's got the mac and cheese, and it was all hitting. And then I look over. I'm like, Joe, do you want a water? He's like, no, I'm good. He's eating it, and he's drinking it with a Celsius. So he's drinking it with a Celsius pre-workout energy drink. And I've seen him do this before.
Why, Joe?
The most bizarre.
I need a little bit of energy. I was tired, man. We had a podcast to do later. I didn't want to be asleep for the podcast. And we were getting to the back nine of the U.S. Open.
He had a whole nine to play. Faint.
Yeah.
What day was that? You guys were there Friday or
yesterday?
Saturday?
Yes. Oh, we were there Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. Bob was there Friday and Saturday.
I tell you what.
Your heart rate's going up doesn't mean you're working out. Right?
Yeah. I mean, look.
That's true. Yeah. No, I'm not claiming that I worked out.
I'm not going to comment.
I just need some energy.
Out of here. I've defended myself. I can only sit downstairs. Slander about me.
Yeah.
I mean, look, these orders are sacred. There's like a understanding when you make an order like that.
Perez,
two men.
There's nothing. We there's adore nothing sacred.
Aren't supposed to get out.
But Perez, Bob
will put it all out there. There's nothing. That's
nothing sacred anymore, is there?
I'm glad he got this apartment himself, though.
Yeah, thanks for having me, though.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, gentlemen, let's clap it up for Ben. He wasn't even going to come on. Legend. He just opened the door and just. Gave
I tell
me the
you what, this guy has spent 13 calendar days at his residence, and that might be over in the last 4 months. Four months, 13 calendar days, maybe.
We really are. I mean, look, we don't really work. We really don't. But we're exhausted. We really don't. We all agreed. We need to rest after the Audi Club day, which I do want to get into and everything. Joe, we got a call from Grant Horvath for us to come play at some course, I think in like South Carolina for one day in a pro-am. We were talking about how we need, you know, to rest. And I'm on the phone. I was like, yeah, Grant, I don't think we could swing it. Like, it's for one day. And he goes, Perez goes, whoa, Bobby goes, let's not speak for the both of us now. What dates are we saying here, Grant? And it's like next week for like one day. I'm like, Perez, go home, dude. Like, just take a week off. Just like, just go home, dude.
Well, I think that's why he's been sick. His body needs rest.
Yeah, dude.
The guy's golfing and traveling more than like five people combined. Well,
by the way, we partially think maybe the reason that he's sick is because he was playing golf in the fires that was going on in New York with Fubu.
Yeah.
Lou.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's very possible.
There's a reason he's coughing shit.
I've seen Perez on the golf course more than I've seen like Brooks Koepka or Rory McIlroy. Really, it's insane. It's insane.
Bob, we got to put up the photo that Perez and Fubu Lou sent of them with the masks, with the balaclavas on, so that they could golf while it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better. I'll tell you, Mikey B, you got a crew on you. These boys from the Audi Club, Mikey B, it is, I'd say, as New Jersey as it possibly gets, just the amount of ball busting that takes place on one of the, It's something out of a movie. Even going to Luna's to do the podcast, the shit that's going on in Luna's, which, you know, any person can walk into, and it's a terrific place, but it's something out of a movie. This Nutley, New Jersey, it is not real. It's like The Sopranos, bro. Yo, Lou's like nephew or something was in the bathroom. This kid was maybe 5 to 6 years old. He had a jersey on the back, and it said Retaco on the back. And his dad was there making sure that he was peeing okay. And I walk into the bathroom, and the dad was talking to him like he was 25 years old. So he's like, oh, so you 10 run ruled them? He's like, yeah. He goes, how come you weren't there? He goes, look. He's like, kid, I wanted to go, but what am I going to tell to Mary? You know, what am I going to say to your mother if I'm there? And he's talking to the kid like he's 20 something. It was the most, it's such a zoo.
Yeah, it's intense. And like I said a couple weeks ago before we did the live pod, I was like, if you could survive one day as the target in a group chat with these guys, then you could pretty much survive a nuclear holocaust. Because it is ruthless, it is brutal, and it sometimes there's no rhyme or reason to it. So you got to have very, very thick skin. You got to be able to give it as good as you take it, or take it as good as you give it, I should say. But yeah, it was a fun day. I thought everything worked out really well. I thought the bus was great. I thought I thought Billy's was fantastic. The game was a riot. Watching Cutsy eat nachos out of the baseball helmet was like hysterical. One of the best things I've ever seen.
Hysterical.
It was so funny. The game, at least we won, because the Yankees flat out stink. They're really bad. So at least we got a W out of them for that. But it was great. It was another one for the ages, I'd say.
Cutsy, Mikey B had a connection to the guy who wanted to get us in the suite because we had so many people. So the guy wanted to come meet us and talk to us. So we go up to go talk to the Yankees guy. And so he's getting ready to talk to us. And Cutsy realized pretty quickly that it wasn't like a really hookup type situation. Like it really wasn't something that was going to be worth it. So the guy's still talking and I can't find Joe. And I turn around. He's right behind the guy waiting in line for a sausage.
I tell you what, I wanted to ditch that conversation. Yeah, I didn't blame him.
But, you know, that's the thing you do got to give Joe is Joe's just very, you get what you get. And there's not a lot of bullshit to, like, I wouldn't have been able
unapologetic
to have that conversation. Yeah, like, trust me, I wanted to be in line waiting for a sausage, too.
I got you one.
You did, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And I got you a beer.
Yeah, well, Joe, that's why I'm giving you, for the love of Christ, Joe, I'm giving you a compliment. I mean, I can't even give the guy a compliment.
I thought you were saying that you wanted to do it.
I just thought it was funny the way he said it. He's just so aggressive.
Yeah.
And I got you a beer.
Yeah, and then I love, dude, like, he'll just, like, when the stadium yells, he yells. Like, when something good, like, he's just like a clown. Like, he just loves to yell. Yeah. Mikey V had a tough, like, it was like top of the first, and guy hits a lousy fly ball to center field, and Mikey V, all 6 foot.
I think it was Stanton. Fairly deep center. I gave it to see a call, and the Red Sox fan in front of me wasn't really happy about it.
Well, yeah, it was tough. And then, you know, I had a tough bit where there was two outs, runner on first, guy hits a sharp ground ball to third, and I get out of my seat and yell, swing it. For a double play, and it was, we were hammered.
It was tough.
Yeah, we were really, you know, the only thing that I would say, the complaint that I do have, and Joey D has a hand up, so we're going to get to Joey D, is that there were so many of us that, like, for example, Nikki Juice was on the total other end of us, so I didn't get to talk to Nikki Juice the whole time. I didn't get to talk to FUBU the whole time. There were so many people that there was a lot of people I didn't get to talk to. That was my only complaint, but I'll tell you this.
I think the next time, if we don't get a box, I think we have to stack the seats row back row. So like three rows and like a square, like a section in the same section, but three rows, like back to back to back. We got supposed to go in one row full across,
Mikey,
back to back.
I know you had talked about it prior, but I'd like you to just touch on it real quickly. The fact of, you know, there was a lot of stuff about the big ticket. Should we have gotten him the ticket? Should we have done this? Mikey V gets him on the bus.
Oh.
He gets him a ticket to the game. ticket does not show to the game. So, Mikey, I do want to pan it over to you. I mean, you got to be livid at the stunt that the big ticket pulled.
You know what? We talked about it on the Sportsman briefly, and I'm more just in shock, really. I'm just in shock that he would. And when he said it, he claims that from the moment he got the ticket, he knew he wasn't going to the game, which is just a wild statement. The guy's just wild.
Wait, is that what he said?
Yeah.
We can tell Bob didn't listen to the Sportsman podcast this week. Well, because
that's okay. That's fair. That's fair. But no, I just think that it played so well, considering that there was so much drama. And this is why people shouldn't buy into this bullshit, because he made such a big deal out of this, and he busted my balls. And when push came to shove, and business was taken care of by me, he just no-showed it, and that's fine. And it is no hard feelings for the ticket. I love ticket. I just think that it played perfect because every single person was asking where he was. Everyone was like, "Why is ticket not in that big group shot? Where is ticket?" And he just fucking just flat out just stood me up, left me at the ball by myself.
Bro, that is the big ticket has got to answer for this. And I would call him, but he's probably on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, you should try calling him.
Yeah, so you don't even know if you're going to get him. That is the big ticket will be back on to address that. I do want to get into the buy or sell. But before that, Joey D has his hand up, so we're going to go to Joey D.
I wanted to ask a question, and I'm not like legitimately like bitching about this person or anything. Oh, okay. So I don't want this to be taken out of context. Okay. Oh, I'm going to preface this. I'm asking you a question. When you're sitting down, both of you, I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
When you're
When
you're sitting down for a baseball game, that's 9 innings. What would you say legitimately would be like a reasonable amount of times that one individual would get up to go to the restroom and make the entire row stand up?
Jesus Christ, here we go.
Just wondering what a reasonable figure of times is, because I counted and we were approaching an 8 or 9 piece. It was, or maybe more.
Joe, it was a person in our group, and I was begging Joe not to say anything. He was acting as if we don't know the person, and I was saying, Joe, please don't say anything. He said, Bob, I gotta say something. This is ridiculous.
Holy sister said he should put a diaper on.
Well, Mikey, I'll let you
By the way, let me just say this. Unbelievably nice guy. Like, really nice guy. But I mean, dude, it was tough. He did bladder in America.
I believe he did text the Audi Club the next day, and he goes, "Is it just me, or did I get up to pee like 700 times?"
I said, "It's not just you."
He was in a position where he could mix up which side he goes to. He could have.
Yeah.
Could have mixed it up.
Well, how about this? How about go to the person in the end and say, "Hey guys, I'm really struggling right now. You mind if I sit on the aisles?"
But Joe.
Well, he was shout out Aunt Coos, by the way.
Oh, there it goes. Aunt
Coos. Love some Aunt Coogs.
He probably
didn't want to switch seats because he was sitting next to his wife, so he probably didn't he probably wasn't about to do that. But yeah, I think he owned up to it. It was bizarre.
It was a lot
at one point, but you know what? He also did come back every time with a new beer, which was very much probably the reason why he had to keep, because every time he came back, he had another tall boy with him. And God bless, he taught me a couple in the process.
You know, what was one of my favorite things was betting on what Joe was going to come down with. Like, Joe, when he went up to the concession stand and everybody betting on what he's going to have. And I knew he was going to do that nacho helmet, and everybody's guessing hot dogs.
That helmet, that nacho helmet was
unbelievable. No, dude, it was the best. I knew he was going to do that nacho helmet.
Joe, just because, like, that's just so, like, no one else, like, like, yeah, obviously other people in the stadium are doing it, but for you to be the person in our group to do it, it's just, it was so fitting. It was just so great. It was excellent. And Perez's face in that picture of the of you eating the nacho out of the helmet is the greatest thing. I got to send that to Ticket for him to put it in, because it's one of the best pictures ever.
You're right, though. It makes all the sense that Joe would get the nacho helmet. You know, what I mean? It really does.
By the way, what we didn't touch on is the fact that Nicky Juice got so hammered, he thought the Yankees had lost.
Yeah.
Are you serious? I didn't know.
Goes, boys, it was a good game. We just couldn't close it. Yeah. We're like, what are you talking about, dude? They won. He's like, we won?
On the bus ride back to Nutley, he was like, I can't believe the fucking Red Sox won, man. And he was dead serious. And everyone was like, yo, what the fuck?
Man, bro.
He was in a bad way.
This crew is, it is, I mean, we will be running it back. It is special what goes on in Nutley, New Jersey. Luna's Woodfire Tavern, by the way, the official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, because nobody else sure will is. Be. That's why. But Luna Woodfire Tavern, big shout out to you. I'll tell you what it's not brought to you by. It's not brought to you by Wendy's. Some say fresh, never frozen. I say, fuck it. I think that's frozen. Wendy. No, I'm joking.
There goes our only
I'm joking. Wendy's, we love you.
Brought to you by Wendy's, the company that continuously takes retreats.
Wendy's, we love you. That's a joke. In all seriousness, that's the joke. We're ready to be on board. We got the biggie bag right here. Wendy's forever. Dave Thomas forever. Please come back home. moving forward here, fellas, I'd like to get into our buy or sell segment. What did you see of the week that you liked? What did you see of the week that you did not like? This is the buy or sell segment. Fellas, if you don't mind, I'd love to start us off. And not that we filmed a Bob to Sports podcast, and not that I regret of anything that I said. I do regret not being a little bit harder on it, because the truth is the truth. And the U.S. Open, and the way the LACC did the U.S. Open, the way that they capped the fans, they gave all their tickets, so many tickets to their members and whatnot. And by the way, you know, LACC is known as being one of the most strict clubs around here.
Stuffy.
By far, you can't have a phone. Like, you can't. It really is. And it was great that they had the event. We were so happy that it was right here. You walked in there and you felt that it was different. It didn't have the same buzz. And then you go and you watch it on TV and you can see, I mean, Ricky Fowler hit a 50-foot putt while he's in the hunt, while he's in the lead to lead the US Open, when the entire planet wants the guy to win. He hits a 50-foot putt and you barely hear a clap, to where it was tough, man. It was, and I really wanted it to be good. You got to call a spade a spade. I'm selling the U.S. Open, man. Shout out Wyndham Clark, a dear friend of the pod. But I'm selling the venue at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I thought it was a mortuary. Sounded like a funeral home on television. Anyway,
what's that mean?
A mortuary. It's like where they keep dead bodies.
Oh. Yeah.
So I mean, it was like, it was morbid. It was like a funeral. It sounded like a funeral home. Like, it was just so embarrassing even to watch it on television. Everyone was complaining about it. It was all over Twitter. That's all anybody was talking about. And it was blatantly obvious. There was a 15 to 20 minute stretch on Saturday when you guys were there. I was watching at night. It was late here on the East Coast. Well, late, 10 o'clock, whatever, where Fowler hit that putt. And then, you know, I think Wyndham hit a birdie right after that to answer, to keep with Fowler. And then there was like Scheffler hit that eagle, the second the eagle that he hit, where he just drained it. He hit it with like a wedge and just put it in from wherever he put it.
That was
in like a 20 minute stretch. And there was like a couple other birdies. I think Rory made a birdie. It was one of the most action filled 15 to 20 minutes. And I said, this 15 to 20 minute stretch that I just watched at the US Open was better than the entire NBA Finals. There wasn't a single moment in the NBA Finals that was as good as that 15 to 20 minutes of the U.S. Open on Saturday. It was fucking unbelievable. And that was part of it, was that Ricky, I think that was a 70 foot putt, wasn't it, Bob? I think it was like 70 feet.
It might have been
63 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
Usually, especially anybody they would erupt for, the fact that it's Ricky Fowler and everybody's wanted this guy to get back on top. I mean, and then you hear the reaction and there's just nothing there. I mean, it was insanity. Mikey V, we're going to go over to your cell. I'm running right over to get my charger before this thing dies. But start away. You're by your cell.
I'm buying this week. And I'm going to buy something that I think is a little underappreciated, Joe. And you being a culinary person, a person that's from the restaurant industry, you might agree, yeah. You might disagree with this take. But I think it's something that goes very underappreciated in a lot of dishes. I think the crouton. I'm buying the crouton. I think a good crouton, whether it be in soup, whether it be in salad, a homemade good crouton could be the difference maker with a lot of salads and a lot of soups. And I've had great ones and I've had really terrible ones. And I tell you what, the other day I had some croutons and they were so good. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy the crouton.
It's a fan.
The crouton is a
what very- was the dish that you had it with?
So they called it a cacio e pepe salad, but it wasn't really... Yeah, so it was like hearts of romaine with fried capers on it, cheese. It was more to me, it was more like a Caesar, but they called it cacio e pepe, which is like, you know, cheese and pepper. It okay. was fucking it, Bob. This is from the place that I sent you that picture of the Negroni menu. They had all sure. those different types sure. of Negronis. The meal was fantastic. But the croutons were just, and it just got me to thinking like a crouton could really, really resurrect a slightly mediocre salad if the crouton could really hold its weight. So I'm buying the crouton. I think Mikey, places should do a little more work on the crouton.
It is. It's a fantastic buy. And it's so true. It really is. I think that is spot on, that a crouton can take a mediocre salad to an above average salad, or yes. sometimes just save a shitty salad as well. The only thing, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, because I'm not over it, because it's just the last guy that needs. I hear you talking about the crouton. You're such a foodie, and even that steak that you grilled on Father's Day, Mikey was like prepping a steak a day before on Father's Day, or like yeah. 2 days before. You're such a foodie, and you're in such good shape. I want to sell the diet. I think you're going to get a little cranky. And I think that you're not going to be in your best form because you're a foodie and that's what you do and that's what you love and you work out so much. It's just the diet, I respect it.
I'm going to have a couple cheat days, Bob.
You can. You got to stick to 21 days. It's going to be documented.
Cheat meals, I'm going to have. Yeah, but if you do a diet correctly, even when you do a serious, like a cleanse or some kind of thing, You always, like, everyone has cheat meals. Like, you got to incorporate cheat meals. Just not this first week. I'm not doing any cheat meals. But I am capping off the whole thing with that 5-patty burger eating time contest. That's what I'm going to cap the
wow.
whole thing as my back. Cheat meal. And you know what? That guy, they just reset the record. The guy did it now in 9 minutes and 24 seconds or something. So see, we're in that, the single digits.
I
don't digits.
Think you can beat that.
I don't know.
That's tough, though, that's now. Tough. Now there's a little pressure now. What, he heard what
was
footsteps.
It, what was
he
it before? Footsteps.
It was like 11 minutes flat, which I thought I would destroy that.
That's a big – that's remind the people what it is, Mikey B.
So it's five – it's at my buddy's place. It's called Spanky's Gourmet, another Nutley local joint. Really great Spanky's. Stuff sandwiches. Spanky's Gourmet, yeah. yeah. Delicious
Hell of a
stuff.
Name. Hell of a
well,
name.
Yeah, Spanky's. So Spanky's our good buddy Jernick. And it's five patties. Five what burger patties and a pound of fries, and you have to eat it under 15 minutes to get your name on the thing, whatever.
What a terrible name. What a terrible name.
Can I just say something? Spanky's is good enough, but they have to put gourmet. Spanky's gourmet.
Joe, by the way, this stuff is fucking this stuff.
I'm not stuff, doubting no. it's good. I'm it just really saying, does. Just be Spanky.
Yeah, look at this. Look be at the Spanky. Leaderboard. Look, you recognize a name on that leaderboard? Recognize a name on that leaderboard?
Lou Ritaco.
What? guys are the sickest. Let me tell you, man, these Nutley guys are the
Lou
sickest.
Lou did it in 1205, which is frankly, that's embarrassing. But Lou doesn't have it. That's embarrassing.
Joe, you're so right. If you're going to do Spankies, just do Spankies. Don't do Spankies Gourmet.
Spankies Gourmet Grub. Shout out. But listen, so this guy who now owns the record, and his name is George Burns, funny enough, his name is George Burns. He did it in 11:24. He got his record broken at 11:03, and that was the standing record, 11 minutes, 3 seconds. This guy comes back this past weekend sets the new record, 9:29. Wow. Am I going to beat 9:29? I think I can do it in the eights. I really do.
This is five patties.
Five patties.
This is five patties, a pound of fries.
Yes.
Bread, any toppings on the patties?
I think just cheese, Bob.
I would love to be there for this. And I said it before, selfishly, I want that for the Brilliantly Dumb Show to do a live thing. Fellas, can you stay with us?
Can we stay I'm putting in my it? Top five. I was looking for a picture of the burger, but I'm listening to every word you're saying. I was looking for a picture of the burger to show it, but go ahead.
Shout out Spankies. Joe, let's go to your buy or sell.
Wow, Bob's pissed.
Wow. I mean, God forbid.
I was with it. I was trying to show a picture. By the way, you don't think I could topple 9:29, Bob?
I think it's a big difference from what you were dealing with before. I loved your odds with a little past 11, but I think it's a big difference now with 9 and change. That's a whole...
I'm telling you right now, because I'm going to IG live it when I do it. That burger... Now, the fries are going to be the challenge, but that burger... I will guarantee I polish off in under 4 minutes. I will finish that burger in under 4 minutes. Five patties.
Yeah.
I have an idea, Mikey V.
What?
Call me crazy.
We would never. We would never do that.
I think you should polish off the fries first.
Yeah, you know, Holly was asking me how I was going to approach it. I just feel like if I do the fries first, the burger is going to be just a mountain to climb. I just feel like I could finish the burger so fast because I know how I eat burgers. I know how I eat them. I devour them. They evaporate in front of me. I can eat them.
So do half the fries, then the burger, then the other half. Because maybe if you do the burger first, it's going to be a mountain of fries. You're going to get... Like disheartened.
Disheartened, yeah. I mean, look, maybe your taste buds do need a little change of pace to where maybe that's
half
not...
fries, burger, half fries.
Do you like that?
You gotta have some kind of strategic method here.
Well, my strategy is that I'm gonna cap off a 5 mile run at Spanky's Gourmet Grub. So I'm gonna run 5 miles, and then at the end of the run, I will be there to have my meal. And the fire will be so stoked. I'll just see these guys. I've seen pictures of these guys who have eaten these burgers. These guys are not in training. These guys, they just like to eat. There's
one
a
is Lou Ritocco.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Lou. Respect to Lou.
Yeah, I mean, Lou. That's a guy. Lou ain't in training. I can tell you that much.
Lou, you know where Lou is now? He's in Greece. He went from Maine to Greece. Jesus. How about that?
Tell him to take Perez with him. Perez would have gone to Greece. He would have had no issue.
Yeah. If he got invited, he'd be like, whoa.
I swear to you, Lou.
Great fishing in Greece.
If Lou called.
There's a Cabela's in
Mykonos. Mykonos. Home of Cabela's.
I would love Lou to just play a prank on Perez and just try and get Perez to go to Greece and say that he's got some golf trip booked for like next week and see if he could convince Perez to go. Not saying Perez would go, but he would think about it. All right, Joey D, buy or sell?
I mean, I've been on a streak of sells, but I got to sell again this week. And this is a sell that I thought about it today. I don't know why I haven't sold it sooner. I was driving this morning. We had an early round of Bob to Sports. Okay. So I got in the car driving and I put the radio on. I don't understand for the life of me how these radio host people still have jobs where people go to their commute to work each and every day and they hear the countless dribble that is being discussed on the radio.
Just play the music. I want to hear music. I had to spend 5 minutes changing channels before I could get a single solitary song.
Yo, so you live in the age of you never have to listen to the radio ever again. You can
My
listen
car
to
is
music
not from that age. My car is an 05 Jag. I don't have Sirius radio.
Joe, he
won't
car,
do it, Mikey.
Right,
he won't.
Just
he
get
won't.
A new car.
It's got less than 80,000 miles on it. It's got 70,000, 59,000 miles.
Joe, but he has the money for it, by the way.
No shit, he's got the money for it. I mean, listen.
He won't do it. He's too old school.
The car is still in good shape. I don't need to buy a new
car. It didn't have air conditioning for 3 years.
Joe, you sound like
I fixed it. I fixed the air conditioning.
Talk about cars. It's still in good shape. I mean,
it's got 59,000 miles on it. Why do I need to get a new car?
5 seconds ago, it had 79,000.
No. You know why? No. It's because I'm thinking kilometers. It's got 79,000. It's got 59,000 miles.
Oh, no. Which is like the equivalent of metric system again.
Which is like the equivalent to like 80,000 kilometers.
Oh God.
So I got to be honest. Like, bottom line is like,
I got to be honest.
I don't understand why people through rush hour traffic enjoy. They had on the radio channel today, they were pranking a woman's husband by telling him there was another guy at the house, and they were going off. And I'm like, why do I want to listen to this right now?
Do they have any good sports radio out in California?
I wanted to listen to music before.
I wouldn't imagine that they do.
Jazzed up for my match for our episode today. And it's like, I want to hear music. I don't, and it's not like I'm listening
so
to a radio host show.
You could put an aftermarket radio in there that'll adapt to the Bluetooth, it'll go have an aux cord, all of that, and you can keep the car. You can keep the car.
How much does that cost?
Not a lot, Joe. Under $1,000.
He's not.
$1,000?
Under $1,000, Joe.
Mikey, this guy's so old school when it comes to that.
That's bizarre, though. I feel like...
No, I fixed air conditioning, Bob.
It's to protect the dog, because the dog is going to die if you get
it. Oh, yeah, the dog. Yeah.
As soon as that happened, I fixed air conditioning the next freaking day.
Why didn't you fix it before that?
Because for me, I could just roll the window down. I could let the breeze flow in.
But that's what he used to say. I used to bitch about how hot it was in his
car. The apartment.
And he would say, just roll the window down. I said, Joe, I'm rolling the window down to 100-degree temperature.
Joe would never strike me as a guy who could survive without top-quality air conditioning. He just doesn't strike me as a guy like that.
I did for years.
It's like a big old grizzly bear. Like,
it used to be a sweat box in there. And the worst part is, if you complained, he'd get pissed at you like you're the problem.
Oh, well, Bob, let's be honest. You like to have it at a brisk 59 when I'm in your house. I gotta walk into Bob's place wearing a chinchilla jacket or else I freeze my nuts off.
Look, I like it.
I got a good chinchilla guy if you need one, Joe.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you I'll never doubt
this guy's
that
got a guy for everything. Let me tell you.
Oh, he does. Let me tell you something. And if something tells me that guy's coming out of Nutley, he's doing it out of the back of Spanky's Gourmet. Spanky's Gourmet ain't necessarily gourmet. I'll tell you that.
It's like the scene of Goodfellas. They're going to roll the jackets to the kitchen just so I will store them in the freezer.
What a wild place, man. These guys, what a wild place over there in Nutley.
I've never heard someone actually say I've got a chinchilla guy. That's a first.
He's not joking. He's not joking.
I know one guy I could call right now. He's wrap you in furs. That's one of his biggest pickup lines that he uses. He's like, does she know that I would wrap her in furs? And I was like, loves that line.
Nikki Diamond sent me a video of, I put up a video, and now he like deactivates his Instagram, and then the next week
every month he'll just deactivate it.
He goes on and off. And I put up a story talking about me going to Vito's pizza shop, and then I get a message from him. It's a video, and it's just him. You hear the Mets game going on in the background. It's a matinee day game. The Mets are playing. I hear Keith Hernandez in the back, and he's in a robe, and he goes into his oven, and he's got a homemade pizza.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, really, Bob? Vito's? Yeah. Nick, and I'll send you the video to put up. It's this guy, man. It's really unbelievable.
paying for pizza, Bob. At Vito's. Isn't that so California Jewish of you?
All right, boys, it's been a phenomenal podcast so far. As always, as per tradition, we have a top five, and this is a Joey D top five here. Joey D, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing today, and then you could pick who starts us.
Today we are going to be doing a top five snacks you like to get at the movie theaters. Top five movie snacks.
That's good. That's better.
Wait, was there a problem, Mikey?
Well, there wasn't a problem, but I think the way that he rephrased it was much better than today's top five is top five snacks that you'd like to get when you go to the movie theaters with your significant other. Top five movie snacks is a much better summary, is what I'm saying, Joe.
It was really good. Started off with the announcer of announcers, Mikey V, can give his picks first.
All right, number five coming in at number five, I have Milk Duds. Milk duds are a little dangerous because you could pull a filling out very easily if you don't have good teeth. You got to be very careful.
Right.
You could lose a crown. Milk duds are tough, man. Like you could use that as like a bonding agent to keep like parts of your car together if you had to. But milk duds at five. Four, I have snow caps. I like the snow caps, which are the chocolate pieces with the white nonpareils sprinkled all over them. Yeah. The snow caps. I'm a snow cap guy. I always have been. Like those.
I don't know what that is.
When you think of movies, that's one of the things in the front.
Three, give me gummy bears. I love gummy bears. The gummy bears at the movies is a great snack. It doesn't have to be the Sour Patch Kid. I like those, but for a long period of time, like you're sitting in a 2.5 hour movie, I'd rather just have a regular gummy bear. And two, popcorn. Popcorn has to get its due. Butter, the more butter, the better on the popcorn. Although sometimes it's so salted that it's just delicious. Movie popcorn is probably so bad for you, but it is good. It's addicting. I just feel like you reach a certain point when you're eating that popcorn and you're just shoveling it in disgustingly. It's all over the place. And then number one, which is a number one snack for me in a lot of areas, but I just always come back to this snack. I just don't think pound for pound it could be beaten by many others. Peanut M&Ms. I just think the peanut M&M is the perfect. Now, you're sitting in the movie. You take the M&M in your mouth. You don't eat it. You don't just bite right through it. That's an amateur move. You crack the shell. You melt the chocolate off the peanut. Then you have the peanut as almost a secondary snack on top of the chocolate. Mm. Give me the peanut M&M at number one.
I love the peanut M&M play. Cutsy, did you have a problem? Was there an issue there I saw with the popcorn?
I can't imagine popcorn not being number one. It's kind of
gun to my head, if they only have one size of the peanut M&Ms, regular size, that could be an issue and I may go popcorn over because I could get a jumbo. If they have the family share size bag of the peanut M&Ms, I don't need the popcorn. Give me a big Diet Coke and the peanut M&M family size bag. Of course, I'm not sharing with my family. That's just for me. If my family would like some, I'll just buy another bag. But the family size peanut M&M, bro, is that's my number one. It is.
Yeah, I will say fountain sodas at movie theaters hit better.
Yes, they do.
They really.
Yes,
I don't know do. What yes, it is. Maybe do. It's the mix of the popcorn. McDonald's fountain sodas always hit great. McDonald's Diet Coke is one of the best in the game, and then the movie theater sodas hit well as all. Do you want me to go or you want to go, Joey Day?
I'll go next, and sure. Then we can finish you off. All right, number five. We can finish with you going last.
Oh, you can finish us off.
I thought you said you could piss us off. That's what I thought.
No, finish us off.
Oh, okay.
Finish us off. All right, number five. I don't know if we're going to take some slack for this, but I'm going to go licorice at number five. I love a good – now, I'm a Red Vines guy.
I like a red licorice. I just don't
red
like
Vines, red Vines. No, absolutely not.
I can't.
Red Vines, or a lot of people like Twizzlers. I don't mind. I would like Twizzlers are very good. I like Red Vines. They're more like old school licorice when I think of it. I like licorice, Joe.
If you like red licorice, you got to try this Wiley Wallaby.
I do. The watermelon one.
Oh, it's fucking unbelievable.
Oh, it's so
unbelievable.
Bumping Wallabies or whatever it is.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's Australian licorice. Yes,
it's unbelievable. It's actually incredible. I'm sorry.
You're not wrong. No. You talk that talk, Mikey V. Licorice at 5. Number 4, I'm going to go with the Sour Patch Kids. I think I know you went with gummy bears. That's also a good play. The Sour Patch Kids are great. I think that they're very durable. There's a lot of different flavors. I love the stuff. I love sour things. So the Sour Patch Kids gets the number 4 spot for me. Sure. And number 3, you went with the peanut M&Ms. I'm going to go with the Reese's Pieces, the little ones. Like, yeah. I don't know what the pieces
are. They're just called Reese's Pieces. Yeah.
That's they're not the Buttercup.
That's a movie theater snack as well. Yes, it is. It's great plus.
They're so good. And some people put it in the popcorn. I just like the I can eat those like by the bushel. Those are unbelievable.
It's great plus.
The Reese's Pieces, number 3.
By the bushel.
Now, number 2, I'm going to get some clap back for you guys. You might say it's not allowed. So if not, you tell me, I'll change it. And number 2, I have soda. Soda is the number 2 snack.
Get the fuck the out list. Of here, Joe.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Joe, come on, Joe.
What the fuck is wrong?
Maybe if you had said Slurpee, we could have a discussion.
I would have. That's what I thought.
We could have a discussion.
Sit here.
Soda.
And think for
a second. Look, he knows. He tried to sneak it in. He tried to
tell you what,
in.
Man.
That's all right, bro, Joe.
And if you don't think he's got a number 2 prepped because he knew that was going
to
get
tell you what, Joe tried to steal home plate. He tried to steal home plate. He tried to slip one in. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, Joe. That's fine. But we got you. We nailed you at the plate. That's fine. Go ahead.
All right. So, and number 2, I'm going to go nachos.
Wait, time out. You know he had this on the back. You knew that he knew it was never going to happen because he came up with nachos.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Joe, I love you, bro. I really do. Because that is quintessential cuts. Quintessential.
It really is.
Well, now, I don't know. Are the nachos being served in a baseball helmet?
No, unfortunately not. By the way, I will say.
I like the nacho play.
Yeah, the nacho play is good. And they normally put like the sour cream and the jalapenos on it, which I like. You put the jalapenos on the side if you don't
like
them.
You know what it is? The nachos come in a bag.
No, they don't.
You got to open the chips up, and it's a very it's almost like a
That's a cheap nacho. I don't know what nacho you're getting.
The cheese is very like this guy's going to more upscale movie theater. Like he's going to more upscale movie theaters than me, Mike. Like he's going to the Emirates of movie theaters.
I didn't say that. I'm saying they're not doing. If you went somewhere, they did that. They're not doing it proper.
I've seen the nachos served in a clear tray.
Yes,
a clear plastic
with
tray.
With a little cup for the cheese sauce to go in.
Yeah, the cheese sauce gets very dicey, though, Joe. It does get dicey, the cheese sauce. Because you're in the dark. You don't know where the fuck that cheese is.
And they're
going,
using
man.
The same, the cheese pretzels are the same
pretzels,
cheese.
Yes, it is the same cheese.
That's a dangerous stain. I just think it's a
I don't
dangerous
mind
game.
The nacho play, though, at all. I don't mind it. I've had nachos at the movie before.
Well,
I don't mind it.
In his defense,
it's good
he
to
had
share,
soda.
Too.
You gotta give him that.
I had soda, man. Soda would have put me over the edge. And then at number 1, I gotta go popcorn with butter. And Nicole posted on the story before. I have this contraption that I do, and it's you get the butter, and then they have the side things with the butter on the side. What you do is you ask for one straw, you get a straw. You take the straw, you put it in the middle of your popcorn bag, and then you take the other end of the straw and you put it up against the butter, the thing that basically releases
the dispenser.
Yes, thank you. And what it does is it dispenses the butter through the straw all the way to the bottom of the popcorn, and then you just disperse it. So you have an equilibrium layering of popcorn and butter from each layer. It's absolutely phenomenal.
An equal layering of
butter.
I'd rather go with equilibrium. A lot funnier.
Have you tried it, Mikey?
No, I get the principle of it, though.
It's brilliant.
From the scientific methodology of approach, it definitely makes a lot of sense because your distribution is even throughout the bag of popcorn. It makes a lot of sense as opposed to just going top layer only, because the bottom layer popcorn isn't getting any love until your whole mitt is inside the bag.
And
a
lot of people, they just drench the top layer, and then you get through it, it's all soggy, and then you get to the middle, and the butter is dry as a bone.
It's a good method.
Imagine taking little Dom to the movie theater, and you're behind Joe at the butter dispenser, and you gotta wait.
I'd offer to do it for little Dom too.
No, I know you would.
Joe would take care of Dom. Strange child, not so much.
No, if it was a stranger. The stranger rocks.
If it was a stranger behind Joe, they probably lose their cool quick.
Oh man.
I actually had somebody behind me see me doing it, and they looked at me, they said, "That's the most brilliant thing I've ever seen."
Yeah, I saw that.
So I actually, you know, kind of enhanced that person's movie experience.
It was a TikTok thing that was all over TikTok too, that I have seen. And I bet it does work. I don't doubt that. Okay, Joe, I don't mind the licorice and the nachos. I think I did have a little bit of an issue with, because I find that cheese to be dicey.
What if it was soda now?
No.
Number five, I got the peanut M&Ms. I flirted with the icy as well, and I didn't know if that was going to be allowed or not. I do have peanut M&Ms at five. Number four, I got two things on here that you guys didn't have. Number four, I have the cookie dough bites. I think the cookie dough bites.
Oh, that's like a newer thing, but yeah. Yeah. Isn't that kind of newer or is that classic? Is that a classic?
No, I mean,
I know it's in a red box, right? It's in a red box.
Yeah, red and blue, I believe.
Red and blue, yeah.
Yeah, no, but yeah. I've seen them around. Yeah, I got the cookie dough bites at four, and I don't think I would get that outside of the movie theater. Something about having those in the movie theater is great. Number three, maybe it's not the most movie theater snack. I mean, it's there, but I just think it's such a superior candy is Kit Kat. I think Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kat's great. No, Kit Kat's so a movie candy. Good. I think that's a movie candy.
Yeah, I think they deserve. It'd be nice if they do the mini Kit Kats. I think that would play well.
I wouldn't want
the
that.
Theater. No?
No, give me the full on bar.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'll take the full bar then. Give me Kit Kat any way I can get it at three. Two, this is where it does make a difference. I'm with Joe. You don't do the Reese's cups at the movies. You do the Reese's pieces for the movies. That's a movie snack. I got Reese's pieces at two, and then I think you got to have popcorn at one. If I don't say so myself, I like my list.
Yeah, my list in the back of my mind, there's certain things that you just avoid at the movie theater. It's anything that you have to deal with your hands that could be in some type of a sauce or some type of, like you said, Bob, and that's why the Kit Kat could get a little dangerous too. Any type of chocolate that's exposed chocolate without a shell of protection in the dark gets very dicey, because if it melts just a little bit and you don't recognize it, and then you wipe your shirt, it's all over the place. You don't know what's happening.
Joe,
there's a lot of variables. Joe, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Joe's while delicious, is notorious for chocolate leakage.
Joe's
all over
trying to
all
knock
over
on me because of that, but he did nachos. Meanwhile, this guy's dealing with
nachos. But the nachos was the panic play. After
was. Yeah, that's true.
It was soda, Bob. It was always soda.
Well, we need the honorable mention now, gentlemen.
I'll go mine last because I gotta think now.
All right, I'll go mine now. I'm gonna do. You could give me the Raisinette as honorable mention.
Glossettes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Glossettes.
What?
That's the Raisinettes. They're called Glossettes.
Are they? Mikey?
In Canada, they must be.
Yeah, in this guy is living.
The Glossette raisins. Oh, they're in Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
The Glossette raisins.
Now, Glossette is such a horrible name compared to
Raisinette. These are unbelievable.
Well, that is the Raisinette, though. So, yes, that is my honorable mention, is the chocolate-covered raisin. I think that's a delicious
this
snack.
Is the one that you do? Wait, is this? Oh, wait.
Raisinette.
Let me look at it.
Would you guys have allowed Icy?
I think it would have been a discussion. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I would like to go Icy.
Slurpee.
Yeah, I'd like to go Slurpee. As it's honorable mention, so I don't think. But yeah, I'd go.
I have no.
This is the one.
That's the Raisinette.
That's the Raisinette.
Yeah, I never had this one. I had the Glossettes. Same, but they're really good.
Same thing, I think, Joe. I think it's the same thing.
Bob, what are you doing, Slurpee?
Doing Slurpee.
I'm gonna see. I wanted to do something that's newer, and it's making a wave through the movie theater scene lately, and I love it. But I think it'll bury me if I put on my. That's my honorable mention. I don't know. I'm so torn.
I need to hear it now. I have to hear it now.
I wanted to put. I've seen recently churros at the cinemas, and it's unbelievable. But I think it's a new wave thing. So I'm gonna go as my honorable mention. I am going to do. Pizza. Have you ever had movie theater pizza? It's actually surprisingly good, Bob.
Yo, this guy, this podcast was absolutely just on. Wild performance.
His belief and confidence in every take he puts out there. Is just second to fucking none. Second to none. And that's why.
So the problem is I had soda at two and the nachos were my honorable mention. So when I had to throw out the soda, the honorable mention moved up to the number two spot.
Always a tough thing to do when the honorable mention becomes your number two. That's tough.
Fellas.
No, but I do love nachos. I really do.
Fellas, there will be a day where we are doing this show live every single week.
Florida Keys.
That is going to be happening. And by the way, shout out Mikey V. You know what Mikey V did? He DM'd my dad Happy Father's Day. And somehow my dad saw it. I don't know how.
He responded. Yeah, he responded.
He said, you're never going to believe this. I got a DM because he doesn't check his DMs. Right. I don't know how he got. He doesn't do that. He's very good with this
stuff. If I knew Joe's dad's Instagram handle, I would have done the same thing. I don't know if Joe's dad has Instagram.
Even my dad says, what a classy thing to do.
That is very nice.
Just a very, very classy move from Mikey V. I commend you for that, Mikey V.
When you boys hit that point one day eventually, it's a newfound respect.
Yeah. Joey D might
be fucking easy.
Joey D might be knocking on the door. You never know. I'm not making an announcement. No. I'm saying
We're saying like in the not so distant future.
I thought you were announced.
No.
But that being said, not so distant.
Brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Brace yourselves.
With that being said,
I'm agreeing with you in the not so distant future.
Well, Joe,
there will be a Joey Jr.
I'm just wondering where that bachelor party will be for Joey D once he ties the knot.
Vancouver or Tijuana. Yeah. Joe, I love you to death. If you're doing Tijuana, I ain't going.
I ain't doing that. Are you nuts? I would probably go like. I don't know. I would maybe do
the Swiss Alps.
Something.
I might just do Scottsdale.
That's fair. It's a great play.
Because
then
we could golf.
United States is great.
Because like, then you could golf. And
Fubulu,
then
God bless him. Fubulu's getting married in December. Guy's having his bachelor party in Colombia. Colombia.
You know what?
Like I said, Fubi, I can't go to that. I'm sorry. I can't go.
I would do Scottsdale because then you could golf. You could still go out. They got good restaurants.
Places I would roam. If I had a big crew, I would consider Colombia. Not that I'm invited to Fubulu's bachelor party.
You might have. If you want a trip to Colombia, he's looking for guys, Bob, because me, Mike Coogs, Dickie Guess, like we can't swing that.
God forbid,
not with the kids.
Goes, he'll be in the bathroom half the time.
Mike Coogs.
Coogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. That's another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. We will see you next time. Later. Spectacular episode.